Greetings, fellow chocoholics, and welcome to Chocolate Habit, your weekly review of ethical chocolates from around the world. I'm your host and curator, Max Gandy, founder of DameCacao.com. Let's dive right into this week's habit. Today we're tasting Moonbean Chocolates Small Batch Single Origin Direct Traded 70% Black Pearl Bar. So Moonbean is a company you almost certainly haven't heard of. They're based in Western Uganda. The company is named after this idea that cacao beans are moonbeans. It's a bit more complicated than that, but you can read more about it on their Instagram handle, which I'll include in the description. But Moonbean was started by a couple from North America who actually met in South Korea, which is how I sort of stumbled upon them. I funded their Kickstarter to get these bars, and they sent over some milk chocolate bars and some dark chocolate bars, and these are their 70% bars. So the ingredients list on this bar is a bit strange, considering that they make such tiny batches of bars, but they source all their cacao directly from Bundibugyo in Western Uganda. The ingredients are cocoa mass, 70%, and pure cane sugar. It's interesting that they described it as cocoa mass, but that's the discussion for another day. They make each bar in very small batches, and the packaging is actually raffia paper. It's a very interesting textured paper, but it's also compost safe. And the bars are pretty small. They're just 50 grams. They're very nice. There's a half cut, cut in half cacao pod, purple on the front, and the raffia paper itself is actually a light blue, medium light blue. It's really pretty. And opening up the bar, it opens up almost like a present, and there's an aluminum wrapped bar inside with a paper keeping it safe. It smells straight up like cocoa mass. It smells like the first ingredient. It's just like cocoa and really nothing else. But regardless, it smells quite sweet, and it's a pretty thick little bar. It's just a plain wrapper. There's a bit of paper lining the inside to keep the aroma in, but snapping off a bit is a bit of takes a bit of effort, but looks good. Biting into it, there's a decently hard melt, but immediately it's quite fudgy and sweet. It reminds me a lot, actually, of the baking chips that I used to sneak from the pantry as a kid. It takes a bit of time to actually melt down. I wonder what the cocoa butter content of the beans that they source is, but it's not a super smooth melt, but the chocolate itself is pretty smooth, and it has a bit of nuttiness on the end, but since I opened the bar maybe a week ago, several days ago, the nuttiness, this pretty strong, like, smoky, peanut buttery flavor that I initially tasted has almost disappeared. It's pretty impressive, actually. I wonder if it was, like, a really strong, peanut buttery, nutty, smoky flavor initially, and then they aged the chocolate itself. Really curious. I'd love to have a conversation with the makers. But overall, it's not a super surprising flavor note array, or should I say, the flavor note is not super surprising for being East African cocoa. It's pretty typical. East-West African cocoa is generally forest arrow and generally base cocoa notes with maybe a little bit of like acidity or earthiness playing over it. But it would make a wonderful fondue or, I mean, using it in anything baking-wise would make you a very happy baker indeed.
If you like this week's episode, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review for us on whatever platform you choose to download your podcasts on. I hope you have a wonderful week. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.